I invite you to close your eyes and take a while to settle into your body, breathing into your belly, slowing the rhythm of your breathing. This is your time. This is your space. This is your opportunity to take care of yourself first, because the honour of your journey is passed on to others. This is where you allow yourself permission to relax. This is where you open yourself to receive. This is where you are in a safe place. This is your sanctuary. This is your eternal connection. This is a place where you embrace all the elements of the soul. This is where you share the moment with your higher self. You share the moment with your guides and your angels. You share the moment with your ancestors. You share the moment with Gaia and all the beautiful sentience Gaia has. The beautiful animals on the planet, the plants, even the whales and dolphins share in this moment. The elementals of Gaia share in this moment. All the richness of your Akash share this moment. Innate, the smart body shares this space with you in this moment. Innate always has its antenna raised, listening for your instructions, for your intent. It is sharing this space with you. The crystalline grid absorbs the energy of this moment, and you will leave an imprint of this experience that will forever remain on the planet. And your soul, that peace that is always with you, is ready for you to come a little closer. So, Kryon, we are ready to come a little closer.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon. Come a little closer. This is the second time we have presented a circle of 12 in front of those who would sit in an audience before us. This enhances the entire experience because there is a cognization, you might say, of a togetherness. You've learned to call that a coherence of consciousness. What that means is there are many here that know one another, even slightly, sitting next to each other, even slightly, that enhance the one next to them to make this experience even more real. And that brings up the subject that this particular meditation is not a meditation. It is an exercise of reality shift. It is a real exercise. It is something that exists, an invitation to change dimensionality, even if for a while. Something that has not been offered before and was not necessarily possible with most individuals, even old souls, before the shift of 2012. My partner speaks of new energy on this planet, and there indeed is. It is an expected energy. It is an enabling energy. Dear ones, those who seated you have watched this civilization for all of these thousands of years to this point to see if that precession of the equinoxes, the end and the beginning of the 26,000-year cycle, would make a difference. Would you destroy yourselves prior to it? Or would there be something that would keep you from doing that, where you would then go right into that shift and be ready for a new kind of energy, a new awareness as this planet spins through new areas of space that also will enhance it? All of this to say, you are here at this point in time in 2021. And that says something. You made it. I'll tell you something else, old soul, as you sit in front of me. There are many who understand that there is indeed some form of planning session before you get here. It's a profound one, especially the one you went through, all of you. Hard to imagine that you went through a session that might have put you on the planet with the parents you have, with the conditions you went through. But indeed, most of you did this willingly, because this would be the time through the shift that might make the difference on the planet. Here's why we love you so much. When you were looking at the planet, when you came, there was no guarantee that you would make it through the shift. There was no guarantee that World War III wouldn't happen. You have always been on the cusp of war, always. This planet has been through as many world wars as it could possibly go through with the technology that it had to create a world at war. Before then, it was countries at war singularly with countries, and before that, it was tribes with tribes, but there was always war. Look around. You might say war was the staple of human nature. And when you stood at the wind of birth, about ready to come into this planet, that was what was pending. That was the future. Your scriptures read that you might not make it past the year 2000, that something would happen, that it would be the end, perhaps, of Earth as you know it. And there were so many who believed that. And as you stood there in that planning session, there was the idea you might come into this planet and be incinerated by yet another final war. And you looked around, and what you knew with the others is this: if enough of us come back, if enough of us say yes and go in, with the light we have and what we know might happen, the shift can go without a war. How many of you have put this together? Those listening to this particular channel even later, how many of you put that together? That your existence on the planet as an old soul, whether you feel you're awakened or not, your old souldom is valuable in the shift of the planet because you came. Because on the other side of the veil, you made that decision in full awareness of God, of what might happen here. And in you came. What an energy that sits before me. I don't know if you really put that together. That's courageous. old soul, that's courageous. And because you did it, and because there were so many who did it, there was no World War III. In fact, there was the beginning of the opposite. Against all odds, a detente, against all odds, shifts were going on that would bring you to a place where certain systems of government fell over and fell down that would have fed the World War III and did not. And it all came to a close and an end at a stop. And you did not go into that, which was the horror that was predicted by almost everyone. That was you. And so the shift begins. And in this shift, there is now an accelerated energy of discovery. That's the best I can give you. For you now to have the ability to go beyond almost any spiritual attribute that has existed on this planet. Because a planet of war and horror is not where you're going to find enlightened civilizations. A planet of horror and war does not lend itself even to small groups going into what you can go into today, which is an accelerated attitude, dimension, self-introspection, and a move where you can go beyond the veil. That's what we do now. I told my partner those months ago, build an exercise of reality so people can go into the unimaginable reality of their own soul. Unimaginable because they had never been there, not on a regular basis, not voluntarily. It was difficult. To some, impossible. There's been a veil, dear ones, you could not penetrate or pierce, and you know what I mean. Seemingly even the highest of the gurus could reach a point where they might be in the veil and pull back energies that seemed to be magic, but they couldn't go through it. To go through it, they assumed would be death. And now I tell you the real story. The veil separates the three dimensions from the multi-dimensions of your soul. You have lived in the linear part, which is the human part, all of these years, and some of you have done such a wonderful job of holding the light, even in darkness. You've done such a good job of holding the light, even in fear. And in that, you have helped create this planet as it exists today, simply by your wonderful thoughts, the joy, the love, the hope. And here you sit. Now I'm going to tell you, there is a way, simply through intent, that you can now move through that veil into that which is the seemingly magic elements of your soul, which are multidimensional, and you can start to see the bigger you, the rest of you, the enlarged you. And it's not odd or spooky or scary. It doesn't have to be, because it's totally safe, because it's you discovering more of you. The metaphor is this. We create a metaphoric bridge to cross, which is a way of saying you're going from what you know to what you don't know. And in that already, there is some fear, often, because humans do not like to venture into that which they're uncertain about. It just makes sense. It is your survival. You don't walk off a plank into nothingness and you know better. And so that's why I will help you, and I'm here for that. And that is why I came to this planet. I'm here to guide you through a new dispensation. One that's going to be of compassion, that allows these kinds of things on a regular basis to occur alone with you, not just in a guided way, where you can actually give intent to walk across a bridge, metaphorically, through a mist that is the veil, to a revelation of things you didn't expect that are you. So I'm going to invite you to do that with me. This is the circle of 12, the 12 indicating the energy of the universe, the sacredness of all things, and the catalyst of spirit. A catalyst is something that pushes the envelope, bringing things together that create something else. And that is what this is all about. The bridge exists, and you cannot see what's on the other side, so there has to be trust. You have to understand that walking into this unknown place is walking into a safe place that you don't expect. Once you have been there and felt the reality of it, even one time, you'll want to go back. This is not something that you do casually. Don't do it if you're not ready. But understand, it's not a meditation. It's a reality right now. And you can create it with me. I want you to take my hand and let's cross the bridge together. Oh, if I could really show you everything. This would be something that you'd remember for the rest of your life. A journey into an area that is not explainable, where truth and love, compassion, healing seem to be like raindrops falling on every part of your cellular structure. Rather than being afraid, you welcome it, you see it, you understand it, and you go, oh my, this is what I wanted. When I stood at the wind of birth, even before I came, this was the promise that we might be able to do this while we were alive. To get a glimpse into our own soul, and if we did it, we could work the puzzle there. And we could work the puzzle there so much better than we could on the linear side of the bridge. Every Healing Wednesday, I bring you to this place within your own soul, with your own scope of reality, and present a scenario of healing to you. And you can say, well, it's a nice meditation and it's a nice thought, but it isn't. It is a reality if you choose it to be. And that, my dear friend, is the multidimensional part of you. That 24th pair of chromosomes. You have 24. 23 are linear, 1 is multidimensional, given to you by the starseeds. And this is the one you're using right now as the energy starts to increase on the planet, giving you allowance and enablement. You walk into this place and there is so much to imagine, and every single one of you has a different idea of what is there. Because multidimensionality does not land on linear receptors. It creates things and patterns in your unique brain, and you see what you could see. You might see the angelic shapes of those who are there to help you. You might see the plans for the future of co-creation that you set forward. You might greet your innate. You might see those in the past. There's always a door to go through, and we ask you to go through this door. It's a symbol. It is an analogy of moving into a place of energy that's specific. Go through that door with me. Take my hand. Let's go through the door. It's your door. It's almost like a segmenting of a space in your soul where we're going to work. Where you're going to receive something if you choose. And the receipt of what you might choose this time is the same as we gave the last group. It's that profound. We want you to have it. Through that door, if you'll allow it, there is a visualization of a theater in the round. Sometimes it's enormous, sometimes it's small. It doesn't matter today. a theater in the round where an audience sits all the way around it, and there is a sunken stage. So you must go down into the audience and up onto the stage. Another metaphor. On the stage, there is a single chair. Another metaphor. All the things that Spirit gives you, oftentimes in scripture and quatrains, mean something else. Almost nothing is linear. The chair represents that which is safe. You sit. You do not have to stand and be examined, which is the metaphor often of standing before an audience. Or performance, and you don't have to do that. You sit. And you sit and you're ready to receive. And in this particular theater, something different than any we've done except the last group. There is a fire pit in front of you. It's not too hot for you, but you see the flames are hot enough to burn anything that goes into it to a crisp, destroy it. And you know something's going to happen. The audience starts to show itself, and it's similar to an audience you might have seen before. But this is an accelerated exercise. I want to stop here before we even examine the audience. Are you with me? Is this real? Or is this imaginary? Each one of you is invited to move into this dimension of reality so you can feel it happening for you. Because what's about to happen can affect your life forever. The audience starts to show itself. There could be a few, there could be hundreds. But you start to recognize them in an odd way. Very odd. Because every single one in the audience is part of your Akash. They are all you. Every single one of them is you in a past life. You look closely. Some of them are ancient and old, and some of them are no more than 3 months old. How can that be, you say? What has happened there? That is where you had an agreement to come in and die early, to put your parents in a place where they found Spirit and could touch the face of God because they were in such sorrow they had no other option. And you pushed the light of the planet because of that sacrifice to come and die early. That's a past life. Many of you didn't even have a name yet. That's you. That's what old souls have gone through. Those are the programs that you set for yourself. All the genders are there. You've been both male, you've been both female. And you look around and you start to see them. And your Akash starts to ring with the truth of this exercise. Every single one in the chair here today has a past life record. It's real. And every single one of you today can be with me right now in this, not an exercise truly, but a reality shift, and understand that they're now looking at you. It's a meeting of the yous with yous, all of you meeting all of you. Only this one is different. Because all that has gone by, all of the past lives, all of those with other names which are you, with one soul today where you are, all of them have one thing in common. They look at you and they say, you made it. Of all of the lives we've had, you are the one who chose to go through the shift. And everything all of us together have ever done has to have been moving toward this moment. And what happens next, dear ones, could only happen in this energy. Are you ready? Every single one of those people that you have been, humans, everyone, including the child, including the one who's 3 months old, all of them have something for you. There's a package that they've wrapped up. And one by one, they're going to come onto the stage in front of you and give them your old name, who they are, when they lived. And they're going to take that package and they're going to make an announcement and toss it into the fire. And it starts, and you start to see what's going to happen. One from the longest time ago will come forward and say, I was your first life. And it impacted you greatly because of the things that happened that carried on to the next life and the next life, because I was the first of the Akash. Some of which you still have today. And some of it stinks, they'll say, because some of it is odd and old, and some of it is not good to look at, and some of it is sorrowful. And they'll say, it's all in this package that I give to you today, and in the fire it goes, and it burns to a crisp, and they say it's no longer part of your karma. And they bow and they move on. And one by one they come up. And the packages, you don't even recognize some of them, but they tell you all about them. This was the sorrow you went through in war. This is you on the battlefield dying in the dirt. Something you will never have to carry with you or remember, ever, because I have it in this package. I've carried it for you. You've carried it. We've carried it. And now it goes into the fire and it's gone. You will never have to experience that as long as you're a human being on the planet. It will not be carried in your psyche or your subconscious. One by one. Even somehow that little 3-month-old human being who shouldn't be able to walk comes up and speaks and says, this is the sacrifice that you made only here for a little while. It's in this package. And whatever it caused in your karmic attitude, in any of that which is your Akash today, it's gone. Oh, and then there's the diseases. There's the genealogy that you had, perhaps, that your sister had and your mother had. There it is in the package. Dissolved, gone. One by one, one by one. How long is that going to take? What do you know right now that you carry that's inappropriate for your magnificence? I want you to think about it. What are you afraid of? What's the deepest seated fear? What is it you won't do? I want you to see it wrapped in one package of one of those souls. All one soul, one of those human beings who comes up and throws it in the fire and announces their name and tells you where it came from. When they're done, you're clear. If you'll follow me in this reality, in this dimensional shift, and do these things and watch and be truly aware of what's going on right now, you'll realize you are in another dimension and it's real. And this is your soul operating at the highest level with your human body for the first time in a very fast track of dropping all of these things that you don't need anymore. One by one. When you're finished and they're finished and you come back to this chair in the Creative Life Center in Sedona, Arizona, you can be changed forever. Where things can now soar and happen because the subconscious is cleared of all these karmic attributes. Something that they strive for in so many countries, the nirvana that they know is there, is something you just cleared. Because you're an old soul and because you can. I want you to stay there. Stay there. Stay there. And return as many times as you want to finish this if it's not complete. Is it real? Or is it a meditation? I have a room of old souls that can leave this building differently than they came. Stay. And so it is.